Chapter 6, Taking the Concept of Leverage to a Whole New Level. You and I have a problem. We can only talk to so many people ourselves. And the reason that's a problem is because we cannot personally talk with enough people to build our business. It's impossible. Perhaps you've heard from your upline that all it takes is three, meaning three people, and your business will take on a life of its own and begin growing out of control. Or maybe it's two, or four, or five, or seven, or whatever the magical number happens to be. This is a lie. It doesn't take two, or even 10, or even 50. It takes hundreds. It takes hundreds of people before your business will truly take a life on of its own and begin to grow out of control. But what about the whole duplication thing? You shouldn't have to sponsor hundreds of people yourself because the people you bring in will bring in more people, who will bring in more people, who will, right? Here's the thing about duplication. It doesn't happen like those slick little company presentations show it happening. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does. As long as you provide your organization with what they need, the right skills, a marketing system, a constant flow of prospects, and leadership, you will get plenty of duplication. I'm saying it doesn't all play out perfectly the way they would have you believe. You already know this, of course, otherwise you wouldn't have bought this book. And if it did work perfectly, everyone would be a millionaire. Here's the way to look at it. You should build your business as if duplication isn't going to happen. What I mean is, you can't sponsor 10 people or so and then kick back and expect everything to be taken care of for you. You have to take responsibility for your growth. Don't plan on anyone else building your business for you. Ultimately, the only person you can control is yourself. Not everyone will duplicate you. In fact, it's very likely that most of them won't. I say very likely because I've been in situations where both have happened. I used to think that the majority of your people wouldn't duplicate you. That's what I was used to in my early MLM years. However, like I said before, I've had organizations where 100% of my business builders were consistently bringing in substantial numbers of people every month. So it all depends on the situation you create for your team. But let's just assume that the majority of your people won't duplicate you anyway. Better to overdo it than risk not doing enough. So, that being the case, you need to bring in enough people yourself to make sure you get the ones who are going to build on their own. The more people you sponsor, the more you compound your growth and the faster you'll get to where you want to be. There is also a bigger point to be made here. You have to lead by example. Your people have to see you in action yourself. They have to see you sponsoring people so that they have an example to duplicate. In order to develop and attract leaders, you have to become one yourself. Remember, this is all about becoming an expert, someone who's worth following. That's the whole key to attracting people to you. How can you become a leader if you're not continually in action yourself, bringing in larger numbers of people? All right, let's shift our discussion on over to marketing systems, because that's what this chapter is really about. There are three main things you need a good marketing system to do for you. 1. Sift and sort through your prospects for you so that you only spend your valuable time with the best ones. 2. Pre-sell your prospects for you through educational marketing and continuing the follow-up process with them. 3. Generate an immediate upfront retail profit or monetize your activity. Let's go through each of these one at a time. 1, sift and sort through your prospects for you so that you only spend your valuable time with the best ones. If we have to be constantly bringing in people ourselves, this means we literally have to be prospecting thousands of people because all prospecting is sifting and sorting, separating the wheat from the chaff. It just means finding out who might be interested. If we do this job ourselves, we may have to talk to 100 people to find, say, 10 who are seriously looking to start their own business. Then, out of those 10, maybe we actually end up sponsoring one or two of them. Just think about how much work you put into warm and cold market contacts. It's a constant game of cat and mouse, phone call after phone call, trying to get a hold of them, when half the time you know full well they're avoiding you. Then when you finally do get in touch, it's a miracle if you can actually pin them down for an appointment or get them to a meeting. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. And all the while, you've got 15 other prospects you're doing the same circus act with, only to find out in the end that they weren't interested in the first place. This is a painstakingly slow process, and we simply don't have time for it. This manual labor way of doing things is outdated. If you were a farmer, you wouldn't use a horse to plow your fields, would you? Not only is it an extremely inefficient use of our time, it's next to impossible. Unless you want to be a walking, talking commercial for the rest of your life, you'll never be able to prospect the amount of people you need to. This whole process has to be automated. You have to have a system that does this preliminary sifting and sorting for you, so that you only end up spending your time with the most qualified prospects possible. There may still be some sorting and qualifying to do with the people you do end up talking with, but it's totally different. If your marketing system has done its job, you're not qualifying them to find out who's interested. You're qualifying them to find out who will be your best potential business partners and who's going to be worth you putting more time into. A good marketing system is also about freeing up your time and maximizing your efforts. It's all about leverage. How to accomplish more with less. As a business owner, you need to become obsessed with finding ways to accomplish more with less. People who learn to leverage themselves the most are always the ones who leave everyone else scratching their heads, wondering how they did it. Abraham Lincoln said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Honest Abe was well aware that there's more to getting a lot done than just simple, mechanical hard work. With the right tools, you can accomplish 10 times more than what someone who works much harder than you can. And a good marketing system is the main tool we will need to concern ourselves with sharpening. Number 2, pre-sell your prospects for you through educational marketing and continue the follow-up process with them. Okay, now think about this. The whole reason you and I do network marketing is to get leverage through other people, right? We have to earn money off the efforts of others because we can only make so much with a linear income where everything depends solely on us. 1% of the efforts of 100 people is better than 100% of our own efforts, right? But let's take it a step further. What about 10% of the efforts of 100 people? Or how about 20%? We've got to think bigger than the norm if we really want to make a lot of money. We have to take the concept of leverage, which we've all become very familiar with through this business, and apply it to every aspect of what we do. We utilize the concept of leverage through the growth of our business as more people join our team. But we also have to apply leverage to our own personal efforts as well. Just as we can only make so much money trading hours for dollars, we can only sponsor so many people trading hours for prospects. You physically only have so much time in a day and in a month. As long as you're doing all your prospecting and selling one at a time, there's a cap to what you can do. The same goes for your people. But if you have a system that allows you to sell to people in mass quantities, there is no limit to how many people you can bring into your business. All ceilings are lifted. And if this system can sell to people for you, you can increase your leverage exponentially. Because it's not just your own personal results that increase, it's everyone in your organization as well. See what I'm saying? It's like the difference between 9 times 9 and 9 to the 9th power. Pretty big difference. It's great if you get leverage through the expansion of your organization. But if you can break the traditional boundaries that normally constrain direct salespeople and dramatically multiply the results of yourself and everyone on your team at the same time, you'll see the kind of growth that network marketing dreams are made of. How is this done? Through something called remote control selling, and it's how massive fortunes are made. Remote control selling means having a system that automatically delivers messages to your prospects that you would normally have to do yourself. There is an entire step-by-step process you have to take every prospect through in order to get them to the point where they're ready to be closed. This is the educational process, which we talked about in the previous chapter. Again, you don't have time to do this yourself with every single person. But in the same amount of time it takes you to personally do this with one prospect, a marketing system can do the same thing with 100 people, or 1,000 people, or 10,000. It makes no difference. Your own personal sales power is infinitely multiplied because you can get your message in front of huge amounts of people all at the same time. And it requires practically no extra effort on your part. See how this is a whole new dimension of leverage beyond the standard duplication we're familiar with? Just think of your marketing system as you times 100, or 1,000, or whatever number of prospects that go through the system. It delivers the same messages over and over and over again to every person who gets added to the system. And it does this tirelessly. It never stops. It never gets sick of saying the same thing. Think of it as an army of sales reps who work for you without ever complaining or needing to take a bathroom break, or even go to sleep for that matter. And the best part is, it repeats your best sales messages over and over again. It doesn't repeat your embarrassing sales presentations that you would rather forget about. That's what's so great about it. A message captured on a computer screen, on video, or on paper can be constantly improved. You know how when you're having a conversation with someone or you're doing a sales appointment, and afterwards you always replay what was said in your mind? And afterwards you always come up with the perfect thing you should have said, and you think, why didn't I say that? It would have been perfect. It would have been the exact thing that needed to be said at that exact point in time. But, of course, it's too late. Don't you hate that? Happens a lot, doesn't it? Well, if you've got, say, a website as a part of your marketing system and you think of that perfect thing you should have said but forgot to include, no problem. You can always go back and add that little bit of info that you know will resonate big time with your audience. Then every prospect who sees that message from there on out will get to see the key point you added 2 months ago. This whole process of delivering automatic sales messages has to start somewhere by getting people in the door. This is the widest part of the funnel, and it's the first step in the qualification process where people raise their hands and say, "Hey, I'm expressing an interest in what you have." Years ago, when my contacts list dried up, I realized that I needed to put my business out there in some way to get more prospects. I had no clue what I was doing. Watching me try to advertise must have been like watching a duck try to run. I set up booths and passed out flyers at college campuses, stuck hundreds of homemade ads on car windshields at shopping malls, left a breadcrumb trail of business cards behind me wherever I went, tacked up "Make $15,000 a month" ads printed off at Kinko's on billboards at local coffee shops, slapped company magnets on my car. These are just a few of the antics I tried when I ran out of friends to bother. This is not remote control selling. What you need to use are mass advertising methods to draw people into your system. There are many ways to do this, both online and off. You can choose to specialize in a couple of them or diversify as much as possible. A very small list of methods would be blogs, free search engine listings, pay-per-click, article submission, online and off, linking strategies, viral marketing, CPA and CPM networks, direct mail, postcard marketing, banner ads, forums, e-zine ads, press releases, and more. Once they've entered your funnel, your marketing system should then move them along in the educational/sales process. This step-by-step process is what I like to call the interest scale or the marketing timeline. It's quite simple. Every one of your prospects is a number that falls between 1 and 10. This number represents their interest level and how close they are to being closed on your business. 1 is as hostile as they can get. 10 is, show me where to sign. Actually, 10 might be more like, I don't have time to wait for you to show me where to sign. I'm going to go do it myself. Mainly, their position on the timeline has to do with the amount and type of information they've consumed. People will enter the timeline at different points, and everyone will enter with different preconceived ideas about your business and what you do. Some will practically be at the boiling point, a 9 or a 10, by the time they come in contact with you and your marketing. They've been looking at starting a home-based business for a long time, or maybe they've had a lot of experience with MLM in the past and are ready to give it another shot. Some people will be pretty neutral. They're just kind of testing the waters, seeing what's out there. It will take more information to sell this person. Some people will be ultra skeptical about what you do, and it would require a ton of info to sway their opinion and get them to the point where they might be ready to get involved. These types of people are exactly why you can't be doing this entire process all by yourself. It's way too time intensive. But you've got a system doing it for you. Who cares if you get people like this in your pipeline? It's no sweat off your back. Some people will fly through the marketing timeline like they don't have a second to spare. They'll go from 4 to 10 in no time flat, whereas others will take forever just to go from 4 to 6. Doesn't matter. That's why it's all automated. Now, there are many different pieces you can have in your system: websites, ebooks, reports, emails, audio, CDs, online presentations, postcards, letters, etc. And the purpose of all of these different pieces of the system is to simply get the prospect to take the next step. Have you ever seen the movie Boiler Room? The other night, my son brought it over to watch with me. I hated it. It's about a stock brokerage firm in New York that rips people off for tens of thousands of dollars by selling them bogus stocks and companies that don't exist. This chop shop company has a sales floor with dozens of sales reps pounding the phones all day long, swindling their customers. And the plot centers around one of the new reps there as he goes through sales training and finds out that he is very, very good at hustling people with his newfound, high-pressure, fast-talking tactics. In the end, he has a change of heart. But I think the movie basically glorifies that type of hype-laden selling. When I was with one of my former MLM companies, I knew distributors who would watch Boiler Room before appointments to pump themselves up. This was before I had seen it. Well, there's a scene in the movie where Ben Affleck, who is one of the sales trainers, is berating the new reps for their poor performance. He tells them that when they're on the phone with a prospect, they should always be closing. If you've been around sales for any period of time, you've probably heard this phrase before. One would think this means you should be relentlessly hounding the prospect for a yes, right? Assume the sale from the very second you make contact with them. I used to think that's what it meant. That's certainly what was implied in Boiler Room, and I think most salespeople have that impression as well. Well, let me share with you what it really means. ABC, always be closing, means that every step in your marketing, every phase closes your prospect on moving to the next step, which in turn closes them on moving to the next step. You're always closing them on moving further through your marketing timeline until eventually they are ready to buy. As they advance through each step and continue to be educated, closing them on the next step becomes easier, and the one after that is even easier, and so on. In this way, the actual sale where you make money is not hard at all, because they've gradually progressed to that point. So, just say for example, you're using online banner ads to drive traffic to a website. You're not trying to get them to sign up directly from the ad. The one and only purpose of that ad is to get them to go to the website. That's it. Nothing more. Then once they're at the website, the purpose may be to get them to request informational material from you. If they do that, the website has done its job. Again, you're not trying to get them to sign up. The only thing you're trying to close them on is taking the next step. Trying to close someone too fast on the big sale, getting them into your business, is like asking someone to marry you on the first date. You have to build a relationship first. You can break this process of ABC down as far as you want to go with it, and as a good marketer, you should. The purpose of the subject line of an email that gets sent out to your prospect is to sell them on reading the email. The opening line of that email closes them on taking them to read further. Each sentence sells them on reading the next sentence. Each paragraph sells them on reading the next paragraph. The end goal of all this is for your marketing machine to increase the rating, the interest level of your prospects as much as possible. Between 8 and 10 is ideal. Before you or anyone on your team invests any serious amount of time into them. This way, you get the absolute most use of your time and maximize your efforts. The amount of selling that is required by you personally with each prospect is determined by how far along they are on the timeline. The further they are, the more and more you become a consultant rather than a salesperson. One could even say that with your hottest prospects, you almost take on more of a customer service role than anything else. So in other words, don't sell harder, market smarter. Remember what we talked about in the first chapter? People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. And good marketing is about creating a situation where people can buy on their own. Educational marketing sets them up so they can, because useful educational content turns the tables and makes it so that it's their idea. The more information they digest, the less they need to be sold. They're selling themselves. Now, with all of this said, do you want to know what one of the very worst things is you could possibly do when it comes to the marketing of your business? Rely completely on the tools your company gives you. What's wrong with using your company materials? Well, for starters, if we're talking about using your company website, search engines hate replicated websites. Your replicated site will never appear anytime someone types in something related to your business in the search engines. Why do the search engines hate replicated websites? Because they're all the same. Search engines have to provide a product, solution for their customers, and that product is useful, relevant, unique content. In their eyes, duplicate content like these cookie-cutter type websites don't provide any value to their users. And so, they completely ignore them. Anytime I'm trying to gain a clearer picture of the significance of a given technique or what it is that I want to happen, I often like to look at the extreme end of the spectrum. What is it that I don't want to happen? Then, I simply do the opposite of that. So in this situation, if I'm the search engine and someone types in home-based business and does a search, and they get hundreds upon hundreds of results that literally all point to the exact same website, I'm going to be a pretty useless search engine to them, aren't I? Chances are, they're not going to come back to do a search with me again. Therefore, in order to be successful, search engines have to give people different results. The more diverse the results and the better their quality, the more valuable that search engine is to the user. What this means for you is that if you want the search engines to pay attention to you, you have to be unique. Now, there are many different ways to get visitors to your website, and we're just talking about one specific example here. But there is a much bigger picture to look at, because the reason the search engines don't like replicated sites is also the same reason why they can prevent you from really seeing the type of lifestyle-changing growth you're looking for. You see, in order for any business to be successful, one of the most basic fundamentals of marketing that must be followed is that it has to have a unique competitive edge. It has to stand out from the herd. The key thing to keep in mind is that you are your business, not your MLM. In other words, it isn't enough for your opportunity to be different. You have to be different. We already talked about how you have to sell yourself because all the opportunities out there look the same to your prospect. But that's not the only thing that's making you blend in. Perhaps even more important, You have to stand out from all the thousands of other distributors that people can sign up with. Marketers call this your USP, Unique Selling Proposition. Basically, what can you offer people that others can't? You've probably heard the expression, differentiate or die. Well, somebody forgot to tell the network marketing industry this because differentiation is impossible if the only website you have is a replicated one. It's impossible if you're using the exact same materials everyone else is. What's ironic is that this is all done for the purpose of keeping it duplicatable. But it's a catch-22 because duplication, or at least the traditional MLM version of it, discourages differentiation. How many of us have been told by our upline, "Don't try to reinvent the wheel"? Aside from the fact that the wheel they're referring to is an obsolete collection of techniques and methodologies that never worked very well in the first place, why is this a big deal? Because without differentiation, it's impossible to attract people to you. With the way this business is normally done, we're all taught to be the exact same cookie-cutter reps. We're told to look the same, act the same, say the same things, and use the same tools. It's all just one big mess of sameness out there. And just like with the search engines, that's the last thing you want. The internet is really a fascinating microcosm, a mini science experiment, an ant farm, if you will, a business overall. Search engines are designed around natural human behavior, and so they make an excellent model of the direction you want to take in your business. All of the internet and all of business itself functions on uniqueness. Our entire economic system wouldn't be able to exist if it weren't for different businesses filling different needs. In fact, every day the internet itself is gradually more and more moving towards making it so that you simply won't be able to survive online if you don't have something different to offer people. Always remember that. The more unique you are, the more valuable you are to everyone. The more unique you are, the more search engines and other advertising mediums will favor you. We've only talked about natural search engine traffic, but if you're using replicated sites, you'll run into the same problem with pay-per-click. This means more visitors to your website, which means more prospects, which means you don't have to go out looking for people yourself. The more your prospects and customers will be drawn to you and will want to do business with you. The benefits here are pretty obvious. They'll see you as someone who can really help them, which means higher conversions, bigger profits, faster growth, etc. The more opportunities in general that will open up to you. Because of the higher conversions and bigger profits you'll experience as a result of attracting customers to you, you'll simply be able to take advantage of more situations and deals out on the internet and the rest of the business world. A good example would be getting more prospects at a cheaper cost by advertising in bulk. Another result of this is the more other businesses will want to work with you. As you grow and your business develops its own true identity, you'll find other business owners, both within our industry and outside of it, coming to you with joint venture offers. These are opportunities to generate mass quantities of prospects in a very short period of time, opportunities that will never be open to you until you develop your own material or your own special angle. This is a whole other world of money-making possibilities that the majority of people are prevented from ever experiencing because of the stifling nature of the way this industry has taught them to do business. Now, just to be clear, I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't use your company's site or replicated sites, period. I promote replicated websites of mine all the time. It's just all about when and how you promote them. Directing your prospect to your company's site is a part of the process, and they do serve a purpose. But sending them there first is a huge mistake. One of the main reasons for this is control. We'll talk about this more in a little bit. They're great for obtaining general information, and even more so, giving existing customers a place to go and reorder your company's retail products. But the fact is, rarely are they ever designed to do what we need them to do, buy or request information from you. Your company site is a piece, a tool, within your marketing system. It should never be your entire system. I should also point out that you certainly can be successful for a while by tapping into someone else's system or by promoting a replicated website, as long as they use good marketing techniques, which most MLM company sites don't. And it can be a faster way to get into profit mode, which is definitely important. But sooner or later, the realization that all high-earning network marketers come to is that in order to achieve true long-term success, they have to offer people more, above and beyond what their opportunity does or what other reps out there do. Coming to this realization sooner is better than later. So, what kind of site do you need to be effective? There are numerous different types of sites you can build, and all of them can be extremely profitable. I know people who are building phenomenal businesses using all of them, but the most important thing is that you have full control over it. You need to be able to go in and change anything you want, and above all else, you need your website to position you as the expert. The last thing you want to be doing is singing your company's praises or plastering their logos all over the place. In fact, you don't even want to mention your opportunity on your website. All this does is cause people to put up their guard. Most MLM companies won't allow you to use their name on your own site anyways, which is just fine. This site is to establish you and your credibility. You want people to trust you as a resource first, before making a recommendation for your company. If you talk about your opportunity too soon, it'll set off the sales pitch red flags and you'll lose them. Whereas, if you provide good, useful information up front, that'll open the door for you to make other offers to them. Like I said, there are different kinds of sites you can build, and what you want to do will depend on your particular situation and what you're trying to accomplish. My biggest success came when I put up a sales letter site, despite the advice of everyone around me. People laughed. They shook their heads. They tried to discourage me. One of the leaders in my company, cross line from me, said, "Oh, Anne, you don't want to bother with that. You're wasting your time." When I had the initial meeting with my webmaster and showed him my plans, he was horrified. "You are violating every single rule in the book about designing a website. I will be amazed if this thing works." We had obviously read different books about designing websites. Well, we slapped up my site up there on the web, and after it cranked out 1,782 leads for myself and my team and generated $115,858.90 in retail sales in 1 month, nobody was laughing anymore. Quite the opposite, in fact, as I became the top performer in my company. My webmaster has since changed his mind about sales letter websites. Just to be clear, though, simply having a sales letter does not automatically make a website effective. There are good sales letters and there are bad sales letters, just as there are good sales methods and bad ones. We've all seen the obnoxious, blaring websites that scream hype so loudly they almost make you lose your lunch. This isn't what I'm talking about. In order to make your website connect with your prospects and pull them into your marketing pipeline, regardless of whether you're using a sales letter format or not, one of the most important elements you're going to need is copywriting, the process of effectively transferring sales messages onto marketing pieces. The reason it's so important is because the copy, the words, are the first thing that your prospect sees. It's the very front line of your business, and they will make or break you because it's the words, the message of your marketing that sells. If there was one thing you could invest time into learning, I would recommend it to be copywriting. It's a skill you will probably use more than any other, and it will have the greatest impact on your business. Good copywriting versus poor copywriting is the deciding difference between a 0.5% converting website and a 5% converting website. It's the difference between generating 50 prospects a month and 500 prospects a month. Since the purpose of every step in your marketing pipeline is to get your prospect to take the next step, every single piece or component of the system has to have the ability to sell. This ability to craft a persuasive message is the same skill that you use to write an ad, a sales letter, an email, an article, or a blog post. By pure coincidence, this is also a huge area where many MLM companies seriously drop the ball. Not good. There are some exceptions and things are getting better, but on the whole, it's a pretty bad situation out there. Many of the tools, websites, brochures, emails, presentations, etc., that companies provide for their distributors have almost zero actual sales value. Oftentimes, they're put together mainly by graphic designers, which is fine if you're going for aesthetic appeal, but not if you're going for bottom-line results. Very few of them have the core, fundamental sales knowledge that is needed to persuade visitors to take action. They specialize in building great-looking websites with cool designs, but many do not realize that a lot of the impressive high-tech bells and whistles they add can be a major hindrance to sales. I've actually been a victim to this thinking myself. In one test I did, I had a website with some very attractive custom graphics on it that I was absolutely in love with and I thought for sure would improve the conversion rate of that site. And it wasn't just me either. Everyone I showed them to thought they were awesome. When I put the site up, however, the results were less than exciting. I removed the graphics to give it a very plain look, and it went from turning out about 3 to 4 prospects a day to generating 25 or more every day. Why? Maybe they were so attractive that that's all people were focusing on, instead of the message itself. Another major problem with company marketing pieces is that they fail to identify with a prospect's true concerns. How am I going to do this? In fact, the majority of them are counterproductive because they try to sell your prospect a way of doing business that most likely gives them an immediate gag reflex. Talking to friends, family, and total strangers about their opportunity. At the end of this book, I'll show you where you can log into the Renegade Network Marketer backend to access some great resources on how to put together marketing pieces that get killer results, including some of my favorite free resources. All right, we've already touched on it briefly, but I believe it's now time to move on to the third component of a good marketing system. I thought it would be a good idea to devote most of the next chapter to talking about it. I won't say it's the most important part, but I will say that this last puzzle piece is absolutely indispensable. You cannot do without it. You can get all this other stuff right, getting people to come to you, selling yourself as an expert, using educational marketing. But if you get this part wrong, it will still be very, very difficult for you to succeed. Without this element, truly massive growth, the kind that forces you to hire an assistant just to handle all your phone calls, is next to impossible. For many people, it requires a huge paradigm shift from the way they've always thought about their business. But once they get it, it's a huge turning point where things finally fall into place and everything starts to work.